to do that?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. So this is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot, and I'm on the phone with Rebecca. And Rebecca, I don't know how to say your last name.
That's okay. It's Jernigan.
Okay, Jernigan. Rebecca is a radio host from the middle of America. She's also a psychic intuitive and does readings for people. And I have called her after our conversation with Bill Deagle this morning to get some of the things that she herself might be getting to see how they might match up ahead of time. She has not yet heard or been told what Bill Deagle had to say. So, Rebecca, let's just put this on the record, and then you can call me back, and we can do it again after you've heard the information.
Sounds wonderful, Carrie. Appreciate it. Well, actually, this particular, and I call it a dream. It really aren't, they aren't dreams. They're, I call them my visions of future or future time, if you will. They're very distinctively different, and through the years I've had very few of these, and most of them have been futuristic implications of things that have come to pass. As an example, just to put this on the record, before the Oklahoma bombings, I actually had future dreams, visions of the Oklahoma bombing, and it was extraordinarily unsettling, and at the time I didn't recognize what they were until after the fact. So that being said, the last few weeks I've been plagued with what I call these dreams, and I plagued is probably a very good word to use. But one in particular stands out, Carrie, that I'll share with you that had so many implications to it. I was actually assisting people to go underground. There had been communities that had been put up underground, and I happened to run across one that hadn't already been occupied, and I was assisting people to get underground to a place of safety. And let me define safety here. Safety is could be physical endangerment, can just be climatic changes, it can just be the environmental changes. And when I say that, I'm talking about politically, financially, all of those things. So the implications here were wide and varied. I do remember before I went underground myself that I was making sure that I was not being watched, that any of the what I call the Big Brother cameras were not watching, that other factions, and when I say factions, almost like other species, other races, other peoples, did not see where we had entered into this underground facility. Now, interestingly enough, down in this underground facility was broken apart into several different things. And understanding this is a conceptual dream, not necessarily totally in its entirety a factual or futuristic, because it does get discombobulated in the dream time. But there was a group of people that had been scarred, sickened and illness by nuclear fallout. There was another group of people that had been contaminated with different contaminations. They were all contaminated with whether it be poisoning or biological warfare, what have you. There was another group of people that were what I had called people that had at one point had a lot of wealth, money, finances. They did not know how or what to do. They were totally helpless. Because they had never had to worry about survival. You know, they simply just had everything, and they did not know anything about how to take care of themselves or anything like that. Then there was a group of people down there that were very self-sufficient, had what I called the aware people. They were very aware. They were running around trying to assist people and trying to awaken people that all is not what it appeared to be. It was quite an extraordinary dream, in as much as that there was many, many, many different things going on in these different compartments of this dream at the same time. And then here in the middle, I was standing and I was observing all of this. And I did note that there had been somebody trying to, that had actually found the location. They were trying to get in. And in this location, there was some person that was inside this underground facility. Again, this is just kind of a generic concept here, that had the ability in their mind to neurologically disable these people so they had no idea of where they were at or what they were doing. And they did feel like to me that they were not of this, you know, of our human species as we know it anyway, for most of us, and had disabled them through their powers of their mind, so to speak. So all of that being said, and this felt like it was very, very in the not so far distant future, that it was like sitting right upon me. And as a point of reference, the last big one that I had, which was the Oklahoma bombings, that happened usually, and there were several others way prior to that, but it's usually about a 2 to 4 week spread. Usually it's what happens when I have these types of dreams. It takes a little bit for me to kind of pull them apart and put them in their proper perspective. And unfortunately, most of the time, it's the 20/20 hindsight where I go, okay, now I understand exactly what that meant. This is what this is about.
Okay, that's very valuable, Rebecca. Can we say where you're located and the name of your radio show?
Yes, I'm in Kansas City, and the name of the radio show is Journeys with Rebecca.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else you want to tell us about information you've been getting recently?
The other information that I have been getting recently is that we are and it's like I call it the nausea syndrome. I get really nauseated when a big event is getting ready to happen. I get very nauseated. I get nerve-wise, I get very jittery, which I'm not prone to that. You know, it's like the air is charged with events and happenings. And it really started when they started going through this bailout thing with the United States and some of the things that were going on with that. Everything is so wrong about that. It's so wrong from the core of my being. Everything screams. It just screams. It's wrong. It's wrong. Because this event is kind of like the catalyst for other events, and the dominoes are going to start falling. And unfortunately, I believe that the rest of the race, humanity, if you will, is going to get lost in all of this. It almost feels like it's almost too late to do anything. That's the feelings and that's the sense impression that I get.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, well, today I'd like to say the date and the year. So if you could go ahead and say for your location in the United States, because I am calling you right now from Australia, where we are attending the Nexus Conference for us. This is Sunday, October 5th, and it's 8:30 in the morning. What time is it there?
And here it's 5:30 p.m. on the 4th of October in 2008.
Okay, great. So I'll let you go, and you can take a listen to what we've just gotten from Bill Deagle and just published on our site. And with your permission, we will publish this as well to give people a little broader perspective on from another intuitive.
That sounds wonderful, and I look forward to chatting with you again here in just a little while.
Okay,
great. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And are you going to call me back or?